Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. We're talking about Sequin Rays again. It's the short that takes you behind the scenes of a bachelor or bachelorette type TV show. It's directed by Sarah Gertrude Shapiro, and in this interview, I'm talking to her. The film stars Anna Camp and Ashley Williams and Frances Conroy, the great Frances Conroy. And in this interview, we talk about how she got these great actresses to work for free and how she got the idea and a couple other things. You're going to like it. Sarah's very energetic, and I just really like talking to her. She's very cool. The short's playing other festivals around the country, and I'm sure it's going to pop up online at some other point in time. So yeah, check it out if you can. That's Sequin Rays. I really do appreciate it, guys, when you support the advertisers, because every click does help. That's how this website survives. Also, we're doing websites now, and we also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And check out our other interviews as well. You're going to like them, I promise. And now, here's Sarah.
So you guys showed it to some people today, to audience?
Yeah.
It was good.
We saw it on the big screen for the first time, which was nerve-wracking.
Really?
Yeah. It was great, though. It played really well, like the laughs played, and that was really a huge relief. And I think the actors were happy with it, which is always great.
Yeah, sure. I was telling them in there that the movie's kind of like, it's kind of like when you're flipping the channels and you see the last like 10, 15 minutes of a great movie, you're like, what the hell movie is it? I'm going to see the rest of it.
Oh, we want to make the rest of it.
You know, I loved it. I think in short films, kind of the hard thing is to, at least for me as an audience member, is to get into a character quickly, uh-huh. You know, to like a character quickly, and with this you did that. I was immediately involved in the uh-huh. characters, involved in the story, and within seconds it was so good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No. Sure. So the cast, fantastic.
Yeah.
How did you manage to wrangle them?
Psychotic luck. I don't even know if it was luck. It was like sheer perseverance, like total gumption, and I don't know. I was like, I feel so incredibly blessed. They had no reason to do it, any of them. Because it was 5 overnights for free. None of them got paid. It was,
wow.
Like, horrible. It was, like, horrible production. Like, we had no money at all. So they were literally, like, sharing a bedroom, eating Cheetos for dinner. Like, mm-hmm. It was terrible. And they all came and did it. I had written the part of Jessica with Anna in mind. I'd been, like, obsessed with her since I saw her on True Blood.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Totally obsessed with her. And then Frances, I had written that role for Frances as well, and that was the person that I was like, there's no way I'm getting Frances Conroy, but I'm just gonna like go ahead and have her in my mind while mm-hmm. I write it. And then Ashley, I actually found through this process, and when I first met her, I was like, she's too skinny, she's too pretty, no way, because I'm sort of casting somebody based on myself, and I was like, hell about it. I'm like, I'm not gonna cast the Hollywood version of myself. I'm not gonna cast somebody skinnier and prettier than me, just to like play me in this whole fantasy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what it came down to is it was like 20 pages of wall-to-wall dialogue, and I 100% just needed the best actors I could get, and she's actually an incredible actor.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have known that based on her reel either. But my mentor and two other people that I know were like, no, Ashley Williams is a phenomenal actor. She's classically trained. She's super hardworking. You should totally give her a shot. And so I just, she went out on a limb with me, and I went out on a limb with her. And we were like, okay, because she connected to the material really, really hard. She was really into the character, and I actually gave her the option of either playing the contestant or the producer, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, we can doll you up and you can be a contestant or whatever you want to do, you know. And she was like, no, I want the producer.
Yeah.
100%. So then she signed on, and then I did have a casting director, and she said, okay, I got a hold of Anna's agent. It's like 4:45 on a Friday in New York. Just send her a letter. Send her an email. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know what to say. So I sent her this crazy stalker email
uh-huh.
that was like, dear Anna Camp, I was like, I'm obsessed with you. I know that everybody thinks you're a pretty face, but I can tell inside your heart is full of blackness, and there's something so wrong with you. And I was like, I was like, you're just so fucked up, and I wrote this part for you, and I can tell you're just fucked up. And like, it was really off the rails, because I was also really stressed out in pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, read the script, and she wanted to do it, and they all did it based on the script, which was incredible. They just said they loved the script, so that was great.
Wow.
Yeah. And they ended up really having to trust me. Like, I think I asked a lot of them, and I pushed them way past where they'd usually want to be
mm-hmm.
as far as just sort of my process and how slowly we went and how many takes we did. And they're so trained and such incredibly responsible, good actors, and they were so prepared, and I asked them to throw away all their preparation. I mean, I really took them to a pretty uncomfortable place.
Yeah.
So, and Ashley, I think, has actually admitted to me she just thought it was going to be a horrible movie. It's like, by the second day, she's like, this is a shit show, and I don't care. I'll just do what this girl says, because who cares? This is so fucked up. And she just thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, so it was a huge leap for all of us to take. And then, yeah, and Frances showing up was crazy. So
when you said, you said to throw out all their preparation, what do you mean by that?
Well, they both are, like, incredibly professional, you know?
Sure, yeah.
They're incredible. They're both working actors. So I had not, of course, I hadn't auditioned them for a short. I wasn't, you know. But we did have conversations. We did a couple table reads. And then I gave them the benefit of the doubt on the first scene. And I just said, show me what you prepared. Show me what you guys did. You know, out of respect, mm-hmm. I'd love to see what you did. And they came out of the gate with this full-on, like, sitcom vaudeville routine. I mean, it was, like, physical comedy.
Yeah.
And all of the crew was laughing out loud. They were, like, screwing up the take by laughing out loud. It was really funny. Ashley is super funny. She had even done the blocking before. She, mm-hmm. like, tripped over a banana plant and was like, waka waka, and she, like, fell into the thing. And I was sitting at the monitor, and my heart just went cold, and I was like, oh, my God, this is not my movie. So I went to her, and I was like, you guys, thank you so much for your hard work.
Was that, like, difficult? You're like, oh, my God, what am I going to say?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it just, I think with filmmaking, it's so interesting because everybody's giving you so much. And I actually I've been talking to a lot of people about being a female filmmaker and a female director as mm-hmm. well, because you're asking so much of people, and we're not really socialized as women to do that necessarily. There's a lot of apology and a lot of, like, I'm so sorry, but could you? And having to just say, like, no, this actually, thank you so much for your work. This is actually not my vision. We need to redirect. We need to stop. We need to do everything differently. We need to totally start over.
Yeah.
And it was like, we just did. And they, you know, and I said, Ashley, like, I actually need to believe. I need to believe in my bones. Like, I need everybody on this crew to think you're actually going to kill yourself at the end of this. Mm-hmm. I need it to be that crazy. And I need everybody to feel actually genuinely concerned about you.
Yeah.
And so that's where it just got weird and slow and hard. And we did so many takes. We shot that interview scene for two whole nights.
Wow.
Yeah. And we just went and went and went. And we just went slower and weirder and darker and harder. And I think for Ashley, who's been on TV sets since she was like 16, it was so crazy for her to do that, because she's like, we're just like wasting time. And is the audio even clean and all this stuff? And I just asked them to take all these risks, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a huge, I mean, I think for all of us, we're so bonded through that and have so much respect for each other, because I really took a leap with them and they really took a leap with me.
So. How did you come up with the idea with this?
It's inspired by some things in my own life. Like, yeah. Legally, I can't really...
Oh, yeah, really?
I can't really get too specific.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't get too specific, but it is...
You can tell me.
Yeah, no. But I think it was the themes in it are themes that are sort of prevalent through all of my work, which is sort of like women destroying other women and mm-hmm. body image and sort of like the media. Like, there's Foucault's theory of the panopticon, which is that if we're watched all the time, do you know about this? Like, if there's a guy in a watchtower, eventually they can just get rid of the guy because we'll feel like we're being watched all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Society sort of mm-hmm. self-regulates. So I'm really obsessed with, like, self-documentation and reality TV in that way, and people living their lives as if they're on camera. So all of those themes are things that I deal with in all my work. But I just felt like this setting is so fraught and so full. The world is so full. And it was very much based on a personal experience.
People who actually do the reality shows, people who watch it because they think, oh, these people are awful human beings, or I can't believe they're doing this.
Yeah.
But the people behind the scenes seem to be even more horribler, if that's a word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what's interesting to me is, like, you know, Burning Love is here this
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
And so that was really interesting because it came out right when we were in pre-production, and people were like, are you worried? And I, you know, it was like a conflict. And I said, no, because Burning Love is, like, about the people on the show. It's a big, broad comedy spoof. And this is, like, very much a psychological investigation of what the effects of doing this work on the people who do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the work family and sort of the ant farm and the Lord of the Flies ant farm behind the scenes
these
shows. But I actually think that has, like, meta relevance for audiences at home, too. Like, what's the effect on us to consume this stuff? And, like, what does it do to us when we objectify these people and just, like, tear them down and mm-hmm. want to see them fail? And I think there's a lot of... I think it's really dark. I think it's super, super dark. But I think there's a ton of humor in it. And there's a lot of humanity in it, too, mm-hmm. which is that people have to make a living.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like anyone who's had a job, you're an interviewer. You know, interviews are... You have to be effective that mm-hmm. way. And anyone who's ever had a job knows that, like, you know, as you become an adult, you actually have to make a living. Like, your line of what you'll do and won't do for your job gets...
Yeah.
A little bit.
So are you actually thinking about making this into a feature?
We'd love to.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be great.
We really want to. Yeah.
So now, where would this, the actual, what you have filmed, where, if you sort of expanded it, where would that fit into, like, middle end?
Well, one thing that we've talked about a lot, too, is doing a series, because TV isn't such a golden age. And
yeah.
You make an amazing series.
That would be a great, yeah.
So I think in that scenario, this piece, Sequin Raised, would be, like, the last episode of the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I would definitely love to watch it.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much for your questions. They were great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. She was cool, right?
Yeah.
And thank you guys for listening. Hey, keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and a whole bunch more. Thank you once again for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.